Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who is grieving someone who is still in her everyday life. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
Absolutely not. We are not professionals. We are not professionally trained in any of this. So please take our advice as you see fit as a supplement to your professional mental health resources. We are only here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding but mostly confusing experience that is love.
All right, we're going to get into today's letter. This letter comes from Sad Daughter, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing from The Void. I, 25, she, her, am struggling with general loneliness when it comes to my family dynamic. When I was 20, my mother had a brain aneurysm and an awful stroke. She should have never made it to the hospital, but somehow she survived and has been a remarkable recovery. I dropped out of school, lived in a hotel for months while she was in the hospital, and was her caretaker as she moved home. I'd say she's 80% recovered. The hard part is that 20% is mental and emotional aspects. She struggles with executive functioning, critical thinking, empathy, etc. As a daughter, it is hard to not have my mother. She's alive, but not the same woman who raised me. I know situations like this are common as we get older, but it still feels so lonely at this age. No one else I know my age is going through having an aging parent. She's in her 50s, but mentally acts much older most of the time. My friends may be experiencing it with their grandparents, but not their parents. It is such a lonely and isolating experience having to grieve someone who is still alive and seemingly healthy to the rest of the world. Having to grieve someone who is still in my everyday life, reminding me every day of what is lost. I absolutely love her and I'm so grateful to have her around. I never want to sound ungrateful, but man, is it taxing emotionally to be more advanced than your parent at such a young age. Everything is different. She is still alive, but I cannot go to her for advice, support, and all the usual things you may go to a parent for. She did nothing wrong, was just unlucky, and got sick. It all feels so unfair. None of my friends or anyone I have dated in the past 5 years truly understand. This shouldn't be happening at 20 or 25. It usually happens 25 years from now. I know this isn't a dating issue, but maybe the question, how do I grieve someone who is still alive in this manner, can be applicable to more people than just me.
Absolutely. All right, my darling, thank you so much for listening and for trusting us with this very important letter. I think you're absolutely right. But more importantly, you are allowed to write in with all sorts of matters of the heart, and we feel deeply honored to answer this question. I'm so sorry you were put into this at such a young age. I can only imagine the weight and the stress and the loneliness that you feel from it. It feels hard because it is hard. It feels lonely because it is lonely. And it feels unfair because it is deeply, deeply unfair. I appreciate what you said, that your mom was just unlucky and you too were just unlucky. And you're left now to not only move forward in life, with this extra burden layer, something missing, but also you're left with this complex grief. You know, grief is always complicated. Grief always unfolds, no matter how you lose someone or something. Grief always has 100 different faces, and you never know what face, what head of it is going to pop up and when. And as you said, it's extra complicated because this person is still with you. So Sam and I are going to do the best that we can to fumble through offering you some ideas, perspectives, mostly just affirmations that this is hard. You know, it feels hard because it is hard. But first, we have to take a very, very quick break. Spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. Packing your bag with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and that steamy beach read. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups.
And get this, there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era, historical fiction, my absolute favorite, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you will always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction.
For listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. dipsystories.com/justbreakup.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Sad daughter, thank you for writing this letter. It's an emotional one for me to read and to respond to. You know, I think the line specifically about, you know, I can't go to her for advice, support, all of the usual things that you might go to a parent for. What a wicked blow to have, right? And at a time when you need your parents' advice, sometimes even the most when you're in your 20s,
yes,
and to like have that not be there anymore, it's hard. It's just so hard, you know, at this moment in your life where you're expected to figure out what being an adult looks like and feels like and how you should be operating, you know, not having that with you, is really hard. And like, I think about my dad the most when I'm trying to do some sort of house project that he never taught me how to do, right? That's when I'm in the deepest amount of my grief, when I'm trying to figure it out for myself. And I'm like, if he were just here, he could tell me, mm-hmm, right? He could help me figure this out. And I just want to say that because, like, I just want to say that how deeply I relate to the pain of knowing that that person isn't there anymore for you to be able to go to. That person that loved you and supported you and sometimes told you what to do when you were lost isn't there. I mean, she's still there, right? She's still living and breathing and around you, and she's not there to do that. And I'm so, so sorry that that's happening. It's not fair and it sucks. And it's just like the stupidness of the universe that sometimes this shit happens to people, yeah, who didn't do anything to deserve it, right? Who, you didn't ask for this. You didn't want this. You didn't call for this in any way. And yet here you are having to deal with it, as so many of us have to figure out how to deal with the shit that the universe offers us. So I'm sorry. And I hope you know that even though I don't know exactly what you've experienced or are experiencing, because I don't know what it's like to live with your mom or have your mom, I just want you to know that like some of the stuff that you're saying in your letter feels so deeply relatable to me as somebody who has lost a parent, that that I want you to feel a little less lonely in knowing that you're not the only one who feels this type of stuff, right? You're not, mm-hmm, you're not uniquely fucked up in this. You're not uniquely challenged by this, right? Like, it's challenging and it's fucked up in so many ways. And I see the pain, and I can understand a piece of it, even if I can't understand the whole.
Yeah.
And then I just want you to know that, like, I see it, and I want to put my hand under it, not because I can't carry it for you, but I can certainly let you know that it's there and that I see it, and that I want to support you in how you're holding it.
Yeah. And I also want to say, like, you have permission in a letter to two strangers or just in your heart to not have to wrestle with gratitude, right? You write, like, I'm not ungrateful. And of course, no one would hear this scenario and be like, well, she's not grateful enough that her mom survived. You know, anyone I can think of and anyone I care about would think, wow, what an incredibly strong person to be able to endure this and to self-reflect in this way while steeped in such a challenge at such a particular age too. Like, this, Sam said it so beautifully that, like, this is the age where you should be more burdenless. You should be more carefree. You should have the infrastructure of supportive mentors, you know what I mean? Parents or not. And also, we know that nothing is promised to us, that we have an idea of what our life should be, and we have an idea of what other people are given and what is taken away from us, you know? And I think it's striking a balance, really, of saying, like, I feel uniquely wronged by this lived experience that I have been forced to experience, right? And I am not unique in this suffering. And that's what's hard, is that our suffering makes us feel so incredibly isolated, because we look at everybody else, you know, we look at the other friends partying on the weekends or having parents around or whatever. But then, and we think, well, they have it all, or they have it easier, or whatever. And sometimes they do. And that just feeds that loneliness. It just feeds that sense of, you know, why me? And in the exact same moment, in the exact same breath, we don't know what those other people are going through. We don't know, you know, what that supportive, like, what that child experienced in their youth who has that supportive parent now, or whatever, you know. And I think it's such a, I'm stumbling on my words a little bit, because I don't want to say solely, I don't want to only say we don't know what everybody else is going through. And also, I want to say that a little because I think our loneliness, our suffering, wants us to suffer alone. And it wants us to say, my suffering looks nothing like anyone else's, and no one else could relate, you know? Like, it wants us alone. Our suffering wants us to, you know, be isolated. And I said earlier, this is isolating. This feels isolating because it is isolating, or like, it feels lonely because it is lonely. And also, the people in your life might not be able to ever know in their body what it feels like to be in this situation. And also, they want to support you. They want to be there at the capacity that they can be. Is that enough? Sometimes no, but sometimes we have to open ourselves up to the possibility that we are not so uniquely fucked up by our suffering that we can't be supported by other people who don't understand. I know that Sam can speak to this much better than I can, so I'm going to pass it to you.
Yeah, no, I think you're doing a great job, because it's absolutely true, right? Like, this, I think our grief tries to tell us that, like, no one will ever understand. And so therefore no one will ever be able to help hold this, right? I will be alone forever because I'm so damaged by this thing that no one will ever be able to, like, look at me, you know? Right. And I like, I'm not saying this hypothetically, like, I'm saying this in a way that like, that was true for me for so long and still is true for me sometimes. Like, that pain of isolation comes up still. And what I've learned through my own grieving process is that like people don't get it and they never will. And because even if they've lost a parent or even if they've had a parent who has gone through something similar, they don't know what it's like to be in your body with your mom, right? Like this is, yeah, this is absolutely unique to you. And people who haven't experienced anything like it will never get it because they haven't experienced it. And people are trying in their own messed up and silly and complicated ways to show you that they care and they're capable of continuing to love you deeply, even when they don't understand this particular part of you. Right. And I know that like in this moment, this feels like the defining part of you, right? Like this feels like even if they love all the other things about me, they'll never be able to love me because this is the thing that defines me. My mom's stroke, my mom's inability to take care of herself, that's the thing that makes me who I am. That is going to be me forever. And so true in so many ways, right? Like this is big, you know, like this, I'm not trying to minimize that this is like deeply disruptive of your life, of who you are, of your relationship. That's all 100% true. And this is a thing that makes up who you are. It is not the only thing that makes up who you are. And part of what I had to recognize is that like, yeah, for sure. Maybe people will never learn how to love this percentage of me that's defined by this grief in the way that I would love them to, because they'll just never get it. They just won't know what it was like to experience it. And them loving the other 99.99% of me is enough, right? Like it is still enough to help carry me through, and I can still be deeply and fully loved and seen by them, even if they'll never understand this exact moment in my life. And I'm not trying to diminish how important this is for you, because you are like in the middle of it, right? Like this is like happening for you, and it is taking up a lot of your time and energy and space, and like it should, because it's huge. And I just want to offer that in a way to help situate all of this in a way that I hope makes it easier for you to hold and carry. I don't want to deny that you need to hold and carry it, because you do. You have to. Like, there's no other option, unfortunately, because of the unfairness of the universe. And I also want to figure out how it can rest in your arms in a way that feels more sustainable for you, right? In a way that feels more true for you. And that's all I'm offering here, because I can't take it away from you and I can't pretend like it's not a huge burden for you to bear. I wish I could. I wish I could just be like, oh, just smile your way out of it, right? Like you'll get through this, like you'll be fine. But I do want to say, you know, from my own experience of what this grief looks like here's where I would position my arms, right? Like here's how I've learned to hold this thing that has never been fully taken away from me, but has become easier for me to understand, wrap my arms around and hold in a way that feels sustainable and supportive for myself.
Yeah. I think that's so beautiful. And I always feel so like lucky for our listeners, like with our listeners, that you're willing to share some of those insights with us, because it helps people, because it helps people, because it helps me. I want to say two more things, sort of echoing Sam's sentiment that like we're throwing things at the wall right now, but mostly we just want you to feel like we see you and how hard this is. I want to say, Sam used the word sustainable earlier, and I want to highlight two things. Like these, your friends, the people in your life right now, they do want to love you imperfectly. They do want to support you imperfectly. And also, if I look at a time in my life in which I was the most self-absorbed and the most untethered,
that's real.
It is the time that you are in. So yes, you're doubly right that like this is unfair that this happened, and it's unfair that it happened in this time of your life, because I know for a fact your support system may not be as capable as they will be in 5 years, 10 years, right? does that mean you should not be reaching out to others? You know, does that mean that you shouldn't, like, I don't want you to, people, if you're willing to be seen, there are people out there who are willing to see and validate you. They're not going to love you perfectly. They can't support you perfectly, but they, you know, you have to let yourself be loved by them. And also, I just want to acknowledge that, like, maybe that follow through is not going to be the strongest thing right now from some of your friends, but that's going to get better. That's also just one of those, this is a fucked up thing that I'm going to name right now. And also, it is so important right now as you are giving so much in your life, you know, the thing they say on airplanes, right? Like, put your mask on, put your oxygen mask on first before assisting other people. I always will love that metaphor because I learned it while teaching. I learned it while taking care of young teenagers and like really feeling like I could give and give and give and give and give. And then I would find myself totally depleted. You are being asked of a lot right now. The world is asking a lot of you. It's demanding a lot from you. And you are strong. You are resilient. You are unfortunately capable, right? And also, that is that much more of a reason for you to reach out, for you to take care of yourself, nurture yourself, practice how to be tuned into what you need and giving it to yourself or asking others for it if you can. And I know that we are, like Sam said, you are in it right now. You might not be in the space where you can, like, I don't know, sit down and write a list of things that would make you feel better in this moment, right? The other day, I was told that I need to go get a doctor's appointment to get something removed. And I was like, when the fuck am I going to do that? You know, like, when the fuck in my life, like, I feel like my life doesn't have anywhere to give right now. And I know you feel that way right now too. And also, I don't want you to burn out. I don't want you to be depleted. I want you to serve yourself as much as you are serving your family. I can't emphasize enough how that is so necessary. It might not feel like it. I know you can run on fumes. I know you can run on nothing. I know you can give when you've got nothing left. And that's not sustainable. You got to start taking care of yourself. If that's finding ways to get space from your mom, if that's finding community members that you can lean on, if that's hiring help, I don't know. I don't know the logistics of your life. I just want to, with the utmost genuineness, sincerity, seriousness, and understanding, say to you, you are also important in this unfortunate circumstance that you've been forced to live out. You are an active player that deserves nurturing, care, rest, love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love you. I mean, like, just like truly and deeply, person to person, I feel so deeply for what you're going through and how this is sitting with you. And I hope that you feel and understand that love and know that Sierra and I see you and really want you to find a way through this in a way that's going to work for you. So thank you so much for trusting us with this question. And we hope that this helps. All right, everyone. It is Friday, so we're gonna tonally pivot a bit and talk about our blind date. So the blind date is when we try and set you up with something that we think you are really gonna like, and this week we want to send you home with.
Okay, so a little bit of a story time.
Okay, great.
I am approaching a challenging couple months of my life. Everything's fine, everybody's gonna be fine, but I'm just like, I'm looking forward and being like, okay, I got to start like batten the hatches a little, you know, I got to get ready for this challenging period. And I reached out online. I'm not on Instagram very much anymore. I'm not on social media very much, but I posted something on Instagram and basically was like, what are your life hacks? Like, what makes you function, feel better? You know, what's a recipe you love? What makes you more, you know, productive, but you know, what makes you feel more well, anything. I was like, I'm looking for a song. I'm looking for an app. I'm looking for a book recommendation. I'm looking for a methodology to organizing, whatever. And I got so many, I like felt a little embarrassed about it at first, but I was like flooded with people being like, I love this app. It helps me, I don't know, deal with my anxiety. I love this song. It grounds me. I love this meal planning service, you know, and I felt so held in community at that moment. And I got like a ton of great suggestions. And the one that I've been loving the most, I'll continue to share them. But the one that I've been loving the most is this meal planning app called Intent. And y'all know I love to meal plan. I cook for my family, you know, 7 nights a week. And I meal plan all the time. But this app is just so smart that it creates a meal plan for you, but you get to adjust it according to how many people, what days you want it. And if you don't like the recipe, it pops up. You can search for other ones or you can upload your own recipes. And then it populates a grocery list and it'll send you a reminder on like the days you want to grocery shop. I don't know. It's just like, it took me a minute to get used to it or like learn how to use it like any good app. But then once you like learn the flow of it, it's very cool. I'm very into this app. Shout out to the person who suggested it. It's called Intent. It's a meal planning app. And honestly, I'm using the free. I think there's a free one, but I'm going to pay for it because that's how much I like it. And if y'all have been listening, y'all know I'm a cheap, frugal son of a bitch that
she's
rarely
a miser,
pays for anything.
Y'all. She clings to those dollars and is like, take these out of my cold, dead hands.
Yes, 100%. So the fact that I'm going to pay for it tells you how much I love it.
Great. I love that for you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more content from us or if you would like to support us, if you'd like more content from us or if you'd like to join our monthly office hours, you can support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you'll pay for Sierra's subscription service to this Intent app. So think about that when you're thinking
intent,
about whether or not you
like
want to support
intent,
us.
Yeah. Like your intentions.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like intent. Yeah.
Okay. I just heard tent.
That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DM, send us your favorite relationship meme, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and a review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of DuVide Media, original music, recording, editing, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his music and podcasts. And remember, there are people out there who want to love and support you. They're going to do it imperfectly. They're not going to fully understand, but you deserve to be seen and held in the love of community. However that shows up, give yourself permission to ask for help. Give yourself permission to be held and seen by others. You deserve it, especially during trying times. And if all else fails,
just break up.